Today's share in the Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Brura. We're still in the middle of Simen Reish Tes Zayim, which deals with the halachos of what bracha to make on various types of aromatic substances. And we're on the second line of Kuf Lamed Omud Beis in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'im sinenu v'otzi mimenu habisomim. If you filter out a aromatic substance over here, and you remove just the spices over here. So in this situation, yesh omim shemavarech borei shemen orev. The bracha in this situation is different than the isvei besamim or the atzei besamim bracha. So even though it may have started off on that, but you filtered it out and you're just left with the aromatic substance over here, so then you make a different bracha, borei shemen orev. You add this to the item and you make a borei shemen orev. Now, Mishnah Brura explains in Simchat and Chav Tes, Pirush, we're telling us over here, the halacha, that until now we've been talking about that you make the bracha, bori mine, bisomim, bori itzve, bisomim, bori atze, bisomim. You make those brachos, Pirush, the chol zeh mairi bishenishar al koponim, ma'at nikra bosom usocho. That's when there was some the actual aromatic substance inside the oil or whatever it is that you mixed it with, and that's why you're making the bracha. Lefikach mevarchem birchas osumin. So you make the original bracha since there is some substance left from that original item. However, now the Mechaber is telling us, avolim sinino, but if you totally filtered out the original substance, so you just have over here now the smell, so then you make a bori shemen orif, sivkot and lamed, kumo ba'far simon. This is the same exact thing by the balsam, so we said you make a special bracha. And there we made the bracha of bori shemen orif as well, so too over here. Now, in the Chafetz Chaim, Os Chafei, in the Sharetzun, he brings down this for a different reason. V'lo svira lo ledea zu atam, dikasvina lel gabi afar simon. It's not because the reason we said by the balsam, by the afar simon, the person, Simon, and you make it there because of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Here, lohachi mevarach sham borei shemen arev lefish ein lo besamim be'en, because you don't have the actual item. You can't make atzei besamim or isvei besamim because it's not really there. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon says that's why over here we say this bracha of shemen arev. The Mechaber continues and he writes, v'yei shomim she'en mevarach lo klal. Others disagree, however. This first opinion was brought down in the name of the Yesh Omrim by the Tor. The second opinion is brought down by the Torah that there are those that say that you don't make any bracha at all. Why? The heavy reach shein lo'ika, because it's an aromatic smell, but it doesn't have any substance to it, and you don't make a bracha on just the smell without the substance attached to it in some way or form. Mishnah Brura Sivkon Lamed Aleph explains shein lo'ika, it doesn't have any substance. Vein el reach kolush bi'alma, it's only a weakened type of an aroma anyway, and therefore the ein mevarchin lo'ika, we do not make a bracha on it. And this has been discussed as well. L'chein demavur l'kamen b'simin. We'll learn this in Simen Reish Zayin. Le'inyan me'riach bekelim shehem mugmorim. When you go and you make incense and you put the smell of the item into clothing or something like that, so you don't make a bracha when you smell the clothing. So this is the same status over here. There's no real substance over here. It's just a smell, a weakened smell, and therefore you don't make a bracha. That's what this other opinion, the Yesh Omrim, brought down over here by Mechaber, tells us. Now, Deir Shufut number 24 brings down a very interesting question. It's actually alluded to in the Ber Hetev in Sifkot Yud Gimel, where he says, Mehai Taima, based upon this reason, that there's no substance over there, Ein Mevarchem Ala Tabak. You don't make a brach on putting tobacco in your nose and sniffing it, snorting it, because there's no real substance to this smell over here. And this is brought down in the name of the Halachos Kitanos. Deir Shufut number 24 adds over here, the substance over here of the causing the smell is going up in smoke, so to say, and it doesn't really have any substance to it. And this is also the opinion of the Machzik Bracha, that the minig is not to make any bracha on this type of sniffing or smelling. This is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim and Shelis HaChuvas Or L'Tzion. Rav Yashas Zatzal Paskins, Shedino Shel Tabak Shenostim Bo Tipos Shel Reach totally the machlokis hamuva b'shulchan aruch kan. He says that this is actually our machlokis over here, the two opinions that we brought down as to whether you make a bori shemen orev or you don't make any bracha at all. And he says, misafik, we don't make a bracha. He says, la'af l'gabi maichol, when we have a safik, we don't tell a person that you don't have to stop yourself from eating it over here. However, we say better not to go and smell this because it's not so essential that a person smells this. By eating, you could say a person needs to eat. But here, so don't smell it and better not to get yourself into this suffix. So therefore, he says, nochon lahachmir, better not to smell this. He brings down as well the Rav Yashas says that if a person does smell it, the minhag is not to make a bracha. Albeit the Mishnah Brura, we'll learn in a moment, in Sivkot Lamed Beis says that you do make a bracha in this situation of a suffix. There are Chashulchan Paskins, She'ein Mevarchim al Tabak. We don't make a bracha over here. And he says, Kedei lahakel al ichol, normally, why did people in those days sniff tobacco or smoke? Because they thought it would help in the digestion, or they thought it would help with their nerves to calm them down. And therefore, it actually has a bad smell, and they would only add aromatic substances into it, so it shouldn't have a bad smell, it should have a pleasant smell. And therefore, the kavana wasn't to smell it, and therefore you don't make a bracha. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's reasoning. The Amorak Tziyah, however, says, Yesh Levaruch, you should make a bracha. However, Lamaisa, the meaning is not to make a bracha. I also always like to add, very, very important, that there's a much more important idea over here in terms of not smoking and not using tobacco, and that's because of the danger. And many, many poskim would say that it's halachically usur for a person to smoke, and certainly secondhand smoke is kuli alma, usur to put in front of other people. Don't have time to go through this in detail, but suffice to say that it's an extremely dangerous and lethal habit. Now we continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "V'kivin shesafeku nochel nizor milireach bo." As we just pointed out in Dir Shavuot number 24, this is where the Mechaber says it. Since we're not sure, do you make a bracha bori shemen arev, or do you not make a bracha at all? Therefore, best not to put yourself into such a machlokes and don't smell it. Mr. Brutus of Kotlamid Beis explains, "Kadei shelo yachtin satsum b'safik bracha." So you shouldn't have the question, "Do I or do not make a bracha?" V'hainu kishein lo ela bosim zet. Now this is true when you have nothing else to smell that you can potter or exempt this bracha. However, if you have other things that you're smelling, avol kishesh lo b'sam lachem, and you're inhaling and smelling other things, then on the other things, mevarach aleihem atzei or minei besamim, whatever the right bracha is, v'yotzei gam al zeh, and that will also suffice over here for this item too. Then he says, v'ayin b'achronim demaske, and the achronim hold, d'mi she'ein rotzei lahachmir latzmo, if somebody, bottom line, doesn't wish to be machmir, there is nothing else there that he wants to smell, he'd like to smell this, so the mutalo l'chatchila riach, you are allowed l'chatchila to go and smell it, and you make a bracha l'varach borei minei besamim. That's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. B'tzorach lahazir, however, you want to be very careful. Shebiyom HaKippurim, lochem minei spirits, hamarichim l'hariach bo. And many people go on Yom Kippur when you're looking both to make additional brachos to make sure you make your 100 brachos, as well as sometimes people need it as a pick-me-up because they're weak. The ain brachim klalin, these people don't make any bracha at all. The osim is and worse, sheshochin al beged pishton shiriachbo, or they pour it onto their garment and then they sniff their garment, and he says, v'zeh osur, that actually is osur, because the molidim reach bebeged, this is a separate issur of Shabbos, a Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to go and put a smell into a garment. The osim, spirits, and also these spirits over here, shakorin, Schlachwasser, ein levarach al zeh klal. That we don't make any bracha on at all. Shein o meriach klal. That doesn't really have a smell to it. Brought down in the Chayyadim. And Dir Shavuot number 29, he says it actually has a bad smell, and that's why you don't make a bracha on it. Now, Dir Shavuot number 26 brings down the third paragraph. For omnam im habosim eino bakbuk elanim sal guf adam. When you put perfume or something like that, not from the container. On the container, you make the bracha on it. But if you put it directly on a person's skin, so the Shelos Shuvos Olot Zion brings down im habosem kvar nivla begufo. If it's absorbed into you, it's no longer really extant on the skin. Ein levar chalav meishen lo ikur. Then it doesn't have any substance to it, and it's just a weakened type of a smell over here, and you don't make a bracha on it. And only im nishara adayin retivus me habosem alor. If it's still moist on your skin, then you're making the bracha on the substance itself, so you're allowed to make a bracha. However, Rav Yashiv says that you don't make a bracha at all when you put it onto the skin, even if it's still extant. Shematarasu hi kidei lav li oso beguf. Since it will become absorbed in there, and this is equivalent to putting incense into clothing, ein mevarach al hamugbar mishum shemitaraso ein lareach el lagamer es habigodah. There, the purpose of it isn't to smell it, but it's to give the clothing a nicer smell, not to have you smell it, and therefore you don't make a separate bracha on it. Dishavu number 27 points out that the issur of putting in incense into clothing on Shabbos, so we'll learn that in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, Mineisho Ledez Dover Chodosh Krovel Asis Melacha. It looks like you're doing a melacha over here. And as well in Simen Tov Reish Nun Ches, it says, Sholedez Reach Bebeged Nech Sheves Ketikin Mono. It's like you're fixing the garment, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. For whatever the reason, it is also to do this on Shabbos and as well on Yom Kippur. Siv Zayin. Mechaber says, Simlak V'chuf Ediyama. These two items, Simlak and Chufid Yama, which we'll explain in a moment what they are. The bracha is Mavarach Borei Atzei Besomim. On both of them, you make an Atzei Besomim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Lamed Gimel explains, Afogav the Kelach Shalem Eino Kosher Kishaleitz. Even though their stalk is not hard like a trunk of a tree, nevertheless, Afilu Hochik, even the Motzi Olav Me'etzo Kishari Lanos. But the item comes out, the aromatic substance comes out of it like a branch, like it does on other trees. So therefore, bechlal etzu, it does have the status of being an etz, and you make the bracha mevarach borei atzei bisomim. Now, what exactly are this simlak and chilfei the yama? So the Mechaber continues and he tells us simlak. So he says yesh mefarshim. This is from the Rabbeinu Yonah, rosemary. He says that it's rosemary, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Dalet explains ubir hagra cholik. The Vilna Gaon disagrees with this opinion. Vochiach l'dadasi yesh mefarshim, and he says that according to this opinion that we just brought down, that it is rosemary. So that's the opinion. Vu Tamida Rabbeinu Yonah, as I pointed out, that's the opinion of Tamida Rabbeinu Yonah. Chilfei D'Yama, who's rosemary? He says that no, the second thing that's mentioned over there, the Chilfei D'Yama, is the rosemary. In any event, whatever this Similac is, whether it's this rosemary or whether it's something else. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'yesh mefarshim yasmin. Others say that it's this jasmine, this yasmin. This is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And others say, and this is the opinion of Rashi, V'yesh mefarshim shu esev sheyesh lo shalosh shuro shalolin zulamala mizu ulchol shuro shalosh shalolin. This is some type of a plant that has three rows of leaves on it. Each row has three leaves in it. Whatever it is, that's this item that's called Simlak over here. One of these three interpretations, rosemary, this yasmin, or this type of a leafy plant that has three rows of three leaves in each row. What is the Chilfei D'Yama? So the Mechaber tells us, Hu Shiboles Ner. This is something called Shiboles Ner, which is also known as Shekorin Ishbik, which is also known as Ishbik. What is this? So the Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot and Lamed Hei tells us that this Shiboles Ner, Hu Ma Shekorin B'Yamenu Spiginar, which in English would be spikenard, umalo reach tov, and it gives off a good smell. Ubali batim noagim beizim akomus litein zilamayim shakonim notlin yedein leduchen kadeshi al yedei ze reach tov. And this was a custom in many places that they would put this into the water that they would wash the kohanim's hands before they go up to duchen. And he says the ein nochel lasses kain. One should not do this. The hamolid reacha b'mayim b'yontif, because if they're doing this on yontif with water, now that they're just adding this spikenard too, so then they're changing the water in a way that's not permissible, the osur, and it would be forbidden to do this on Yontif itself or on Shabbos. The issue for number 29 brings down, what about mint? So it brings down from the Shelis Chuvas Halachos Ketanos, Shemi'ikar Adin Hayaror Levarech Alea Hanosin Reach Tov Beferos. The mint technically is a fruit, so you should make the bracha Nosin Reach Tov Beferos. Mishum Sha'ochlin Osal Laura Tava Samaichel, because people would eat this and they would do this in order to stimulate their appetites. However, he says the minig is not to do this. You make the bracha Isvei Besomim instead, and not Nosin Reach Tov Beferos. It brings down the Kav HaChayim, Shekein Kosu Kama Poskim Levarech Lev Isvei Besomim. That's in fact what many poskim bring down, and there's also the opinion of Sosa Shulchan and Shelis Achuvus Or Letzion that you make Borei Isvei Bisomin. The issue for number 30 brings down, if you in fact put this spikenard into the water before Shabbos, and then you want to put it on the hands of the Kohanim, yesh lismoch al El Yerabba v'chachan Tzvi shemetirim. Then there are great posts like the El Yerabba and the Chachan Tzvi that permit you to do this, even though you're molid reach biyodayim, that's not a problem. It's only molid reach in the water or in the garment that would be a problem. Why? So the El Yerabba writes, she'ein Hashem and molid reach biyodayim. The oil's not really changing your hands. The shemen that you're putting onto your hands doesn't really give your hands a reach. Elo hareach hu shel hashemen atzmo hadavuk ben. The reach is still coming from the item that you're putting on your hand, this spikenard, this water with the spikenard in it. And therefore, your hands aren't really changing. That's the El Yerabba. On the other hand, the Chacham Tzvi gives a different reason. They both come to the same psak that you're allowed to use this on Shabbos, as long as it was made before Shabbos, but he gives a different reason. He says, there's no din of molid reyach in basar adam. You only have this din of molid reyach in a garment or in water, but not in a human being. And the reasoning is brought down by the Shelis Teshuvas Ginas Vradim, because the reyach really doesn't go into your hands, and it doesn't going to stay there for a long time. Your sweat and your normal activities will make this aroma go away. Another reason is, yodayim askaniyosem, your hands constantly move around, and therefore this reach will dissipate very, very quickly as a result. This is brought down by the Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, in the Sheolos Uchuvas, Minchas Yitzchak. Sivchas, the Mechaber writes, Sigle, what is Sigle? Behem violets. This is what we would call a violet. You make the bracha, Borei Isvei Bisomim. Mishabur explains in Sivkat Lamed Vav, Hein Min Dudoyim, this is a certain type of plant known as Dudoyim, Hanizka B'mikra, that are found in Chumash. This is what Ruvain gave to his mother, the Dudoyei B'ni, that we find in Chumash. Sif Tes, Mechaber writes, Nargis. What is this Nargis? V'u Chavatzelis. This is what is known as the Narcissus. That opinion is brought down by Rashi in the name of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Another opinion, however, V'yesh Omrim, and this is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah, says Shehu Liria, which is what we would call a lily. So whatever this nargis is, either the narcissus plant or a lily, in Godel Begina, when it's growing in your backyard, in a garden, Mevarach Bari Atzei Besomim. We'll explain why. You make a bracha Bari Atzei Besomim, depending on where it's growing. If it's growing in a watered area like your backyard, you make a Bari Atzei Besomim. However, in Mugadol Basad, if it's growing wild out in the fields, then you make the bracha Mevarach Bari Isvei Besomim. Why should there be a distinction as to where it grows in the bracha? It's the exact same plant. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. Hatam de Machalkinon Bei Gino L'Sadehu. The reason why we make a differentiation as to where it grows, if it's in your garden or it's out wild in the field, he says, Mishum de Hagodol Begino, when it's growing in your garden, Nevad U'Mashkimo, so you're going to work it, you're going to plant it, you're going to take care of it, and you're going to water it. And therefore, the Afa Pisha Eitzo Misyabish, even though it's going to dry up, nevertheless, miskayim hu lishon haboy, it will regrow itself, so to say, in the following year. So it's more like a tree, and therefore you make atzei besomim. However, avo bedavra, but growing out in the wild, misyavish, it totally dries up, and it's like ke'esev v'holichlo. It's like a new plant every year, and therefore you make bari isvei besomim, depending on where you grow it, out in the field, isvei besomim, in your garden, atzei besomim. Finally, sif yud. The Mechaber says, "Hoy lufan of atzei b'samim v'isvei b'samim u'mini b'samim." We have all sorts of different aromatic substances in front of you. Some of them are the brachas atzei b'samim, some of the brachas isvei b'samim, some of the bracha is bari mini b'samim. So what should you do? Mevarach al kol echad bracha haru'uya lo. Each one gets its own separate bracha. So you make each one. You make a separate bracha on each item. You don't make one general bracha for all of them. Which one do you do first? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Ches, Pirish v'horotzel l'ariach behem. First of all, he says, you're talking where a person wishes to smell all of them. So in this situation, you have to make a separate bracha on each one. Sivkot Lamed Ches, Rotzel Omar, he's coming to tell us, Ein lo liftar asam v'bracha kolel asachas. Don't make one generic bracha. Don't make the shahakol bracha on them. Bori mine b'samim. Dainu b'chaz bori mine b'samim. What you should do, tzarech l'varach hakol echa b'fnei atzmo. You should make a separate bracha on each one. Now, which one should you do first? V'yivarach b'tchila al atzei b'samim. First, you make the bracha atzei b'samim. Then you make the bracha v'yisvei b'samim. V'yachak kach yivarach al shar minim barim b'samim. Then you make the more generic bracha. U'kmo d'kaim lon le'el simin reishid al asif kimu. We had a similar discussion previously when we're talking about if you have fruits and vegetables and shahakol item in front of you, linyan b'chas aperos. Which one should you do first? Similarly over here, you have to do a separate bracha on each of them. What happens if they're all bundled together? Isarvu kama minim yachad o shein baguda achas. You have all these different brachos items that you're making a bracha on for smell, but they're all bundled together. The efshal ariach mikol min bifnei atzmo, and it's impossible to differentiate the smell of one from the other, and you're really smelling the combined smell of all of them. So in this situation, he brings down from the El Yerabah and the Derech Achayim mevarach aleim borei minei b'samim. In that situation, you make a borei minei b'samim. However, miu. Mashma the Yeraba does suggest the tov liktom neha aguda eza min kideshu chalavar chalav birchaso roy lichatchila. If at all possible, you should try to snip off a piece of each one so you can make its own separate specific bracha rather than making one generic bracha on all of them. That concludes today's shir.